start with today, ladies and gentlemen. Hello.
Now I'm trying to tell you what I've done. But yeah, but you gotta stop talking so I can do that. So.
Oh, no, I can't believe it.
Where was I? The appetizer.
Yes.
The upper left of the menu. Current events quiz, of course. So much going on. God, I need to expand the current events quiz. So we try to squeeze the news events down to 6 questions. I mean, there's just no way. There's so many stories that on the news. Yeah. So we'll start with that. We have the Gene Jr. story to throw back at you. You have bad meat for me, right?
Yes, we do.
And then the main course today, the filet mignon.
How about
now? We're talking about the use of tape in broadcast news, which is really a... Mr. Fields, would you stop talking, please? Thank you. They used to tape in broadcast news, which is incorrect because they don't use tape anymore, but tape referring to analog recording tape, but they haven't come up with another name for it, so we still call it the use of tape. It's used to sound, voices, and so forth and like that. Somebody have a question?
Yeah. I need one from last week.
You need what from last week?
The news story.
Yes, you do. All right, 2 things about that. Can I take a moment? Can you just step over here for just a second? If you missed my class, which you did, you wait a week, which you have, you're late.
Okay.
That goes for everybody, not just you. It goes for everybody. If you missed my class on Wednesday, don't wait till Wednesday to see me. You see me on Thursday, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You come by the office. I don't deliver. You come by the office and get it. I'm there most days. Any questions about that?
No.
Okay. So...
I know.
We're talking about that today. And then the next assignment is going to be to write a wraparound, which is something different. A lot of stuff going on in the news, ladies and gentlemen. Again, why is the news important? Why do we care? Why do we care about the news? Yeah, it's current events. Yeah, so what?
It's the business that we're in.
It's the business that you're in. Yeah.
It's
the business that you're in. You watching the news?
Yes. Yeah. I just started.
Just started yesterday.
No.
I listened to it more on the radio.
You listened to it more on the radio?
Yeah.
I watch it on mute.
The current events quizzes are designed to do a couple of things. One is to encourage you to watch the news and listen to it because it is the business you're going into, number one. Number two, you should know what's going on. I don't care if it's coming easy, you should still know what's going on. And it's too easy these days to go out to avoid it. Again, once upon a time in the land far, far away, you couldn't avoid the news. At least it was hard to do. If you watched TV at all, if you did anything, you ran into it. Now you don't have to. We've been over this before, and I just think we should go over it again. It is depressing. It's sad in a lot of cases. The news is not necessarily all good. But you can't. This is not about your personal consumption only. It's about knowing what's going on so you can therefore tell somebody else what they need to know that might make their lives better or safer or whatever it happens to be. That's what the job is. The current events quizzes are not meant to, to trick anybody or to make it impossible to pass or anything else. They say when I write the quiz, I use the Detroit News as a guide. I do something. It doesn't mean that's the only place this news is. But the grades in the last bunch of current events quizzes were sad. And it's if you watch the news or if you look at the news paper or online or whatever, I'm not guaranteeing 100% on anything like that because, again, there are 20 major news stories, national and local, to pick from, and I pick 6. I do try to pick the ones that are everywhere and that are the major stories and so forth, even though it may seem obscure to you. I try not to pick stories that are obscure. I fail once in a while, I suppose. I don't know. I know exactly where I'm going with this, except that the one question last week on the Iranian patrol boats, Mm-hmm. Iranian patrol boats and aircraft. I could read it. Iranian patrol boats and aircraft were watching the USS Abraham Lincoln's aircraft carrier group move out of the Straits of Hormuz. Mm-hmm. And they did military activity there. Of course, Iran has been in the news now about what? Why is Iran in the news? What? Both their nukes, yeah, and all that stuff. And there was a heightened tensions and so forth. And I said, you know, Iranian patrol boats and aircraft and in the Gulf region, and the carrier group, you know what an aircraft carrier group is, right? There's a big
Correct.
Aircraft carrier, which is about as big as Southfield, right?
Yes.
And then they have battleships and cruisers and supply boats. And I mean, it's a big flotilla thing that goes to support the aircraft carrier. So it's not like you people. And the question was to name the strait. Now, I'm using an example, and why you construct these quizzes, it's like the choices were the first choice was Mackinac. And I think the second one was Hormel.
Yeah, I like that.
The third one was Hormuz, and the fourth one was St. Lawrence Seaway. Now, I just bring this up, and again, I just caution you to just take a minute here to breathe. Right? I'm not condemning anybody or anything else. That's not my point. But when you have a question, it says Iranian patrol boats and Iranian. And the answer is circled Mackinac. Either you're not reading the question completely, or you think that there are Iranian patrol boats in the Straits of Mackinac. Well, I can almost guarantee you if there were Iranian patrol boats and aircraft in the Straits of Mackinac, we'd all know about that.
Yeah,
we would. That would be the question. And I can honestly report to you this morning there are no Iranian patrol boats and aircraft in the Straits of Mackinac that I know of. Hormel is a food company. Sounds like Hormuz, and that's why I chose it, because it's similar, but... And the St. Lawrence Seaway is nowhere near the Gulf region that I know of. So, when you do today's quiz, take a minute and think about it. That's all I'm asking. Some of these questions, even if you're not familiar with them, the answer might be more... But there are no Iranian boats in Mackinac. I just had to bring that up.
Besides that, we talked about it right before we took the test.
Well, you see,
the conflict that I have,
can I share my conflict with you?
Sure.
That's what you woke up this morning for.
It's
you come
your show
in and
about
hear
my conflict, right? You want to hear my problems?
Sure,
we did.
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
You're lying.
I thought that's
what
let you
work. You're lying.
Liar.
It's a nice sidebar, though.
It's a nice sidebar. I'll come over to my pulpit over here.
There we go.
And then I'll get back to being the instructor. My conflict is that where do I come into all this? What part do I play in all of this as an instructor? I have 30 years of experience in this business. I started here at Michigan State University. I still went to school here. I've worked in the business. I've been an instructor. I worked at WWJ. I've done all this stuff, and I want to share all that stuff. And I'm standing up here telling you the truth. This is what you need to do. But I'm not sure that it gets any further than this. The feeling I get is a lot of folks look at, not just me necessarily, but instructors and go, nah, I'm not interested in the news. Rich is not interested in the news. I'm just using these examples.
You don't mean that.
I do mean that. Rich is interested in the news, or Frank, or Mark, or whatever. But, therefore, I'm not going to pay attention. Therefore, I'm not going to apply myself. If I'm not going to, it's not. I'm not interested. I don't care about this. I don't care what's going on. I don't care what's going on in the rent. Does it affect my life personally? No.
They hit that button.
Well.
We all know.
So I'm not sure. Sometimes I have these moments where I go, I don't know. I don't expect everybody to get 100% on the current events quizzes. That's unlikely to happen. It could happen, and I'd like to see better grades out of you guys than what I'm seeing on those, but that's kind of do the best you can, and it's 2% each. That's why it's only 2% each. It's not like it's half your grade or anything like that. They used to be 25% of your final grade. Once upon a time. Yep. It used to be a quarter of your final grade, just these little puppies. Now it's 2%.
What?
He's happy. She's happy about that.
So we're going to do the current events quiz here and move on. And again, I this is not, I'm not saying anything. I'm not saying everybody is ruined. That's not what I'm doing. If you're doing the best job that you can, if you are doing the best you can, if you're applying yourself to what you're doing here and doing what I ask you to do, which is what your job is, in case you're wondering, then fine. And if you look in the mirror and say, I'm doing the best job, it's the best I can do. Okay. Great. And whatever it is great. That's no problem. But if you're still sitting here, I guess I bring this up because last night I have a third quarter class. Okay. And I went through the same thing because they do the radio station deal and they're doing news and they're pulling news off the Metro News Wire and they're rewriting all that stuff. And I said, how many of you are watching the news and listening to it? And like three people raised their hand. You don't. That's what I mean. I don't know what role I play in your lives, you know. It's something on Wednesday for a couple of hours if they're listening to me rant like this, and then you've got to go on. Okay. It's not okay. I just want you to do the best you can. I want you to succeed. And I'm telling you the truth. So, anyway, today's current events quiz. I think I have solved the... There's a typo. I still can't get that together. It's a capitalization of I'll show you when you get this. It's not a huge deal. I think everything else is okay.
Some of the quizzes are graded last time. Not all the questions were answered. There were some that were just blank. Again, as I've said many times, ladies and gentlemen, this is your dime, and this is your time, and if you want to skip some of the questions and answer them, that's your choice, but there will be consequences to that at some point. Please answer the questions. Take a stab at it. You can do nothing.
The 21st?
Today be the 22nd.
Already. February's almost over.
I know. It's
let me tell you what... The typo. Not that it matters. Question five, if you call up to get any kind of executive, I think should be capitalized. Well, I did it the second time. I
screwed up
the first
my whole
time.
Test, Bob.
I know. Well, when you do it, it drives me nuts. It just absolutely does. Oh, Jesus. I need an idiot filter on my computer. Bob, you idiot. Question number five. You didn't capitalize executives the first time you did this.
No, what else I saw was I was on the internet the other day, and I saw just like a 7-second snippet of ESPN, you know, a talent talking to an NBA analyst. And he was like, do you think there are any chinks in Lynn's arms? And that was the only clip because, like, that's all that really matters. But so they said it on television, and they handed it to print.
Yeah, the, is everybody done, by the way? Ms. Wood, are you finished? Thank you for your expediency. Fastidiousness of you, John. I appreciate that. Mr. Washington brought up the fact that there's one less employee at ESPN today because of a headline they wrote.
For the web page, what was it for, Jack?
It was online. It happened at like 2 in the morning.
It's an important thing to talk about because a lot of you are going to be doing that kind of stuff. When you work at a station of any sort, radio station or television station, quite likely a part of your job would be to update the web page and write stories and put headlines up and so forth. And you've all heard of Jeremy Lin by now?
Yeah.
The New York Knicks basketball player. Mm-hmm. 2 months ago was on his brother's couch sleeping, didn't know what he was going to do for a living, and suddenly he's
still on his brother's couch sleeping.
He tends to be winning games for the Knicks on a regular basis. Anyway, he's the latest thing. He's at his 15 minutes, and he's being interviewed and talked about, and articles being written about him, you know, who should he be dating, who should he be going out, where should he be living, where should he go to boom, what place should he live in, all this kind of nonsense. So, yeah, anyways, Mr. Washington will pick up the story from here about the writer from ESPN.
Oh, yeah, well, I guess that ESPN was trying to spin that he had a bad game, even though he just had first half of a game with turnovers. But anyway, the reporter labeled his article Chink in the Armor for a story about Jeremy Lin, who is of Asian descent.
A Chinese.
In the armor. Mm-hmm.
So
the reporter got fired. The person who wrote the article got fired.
Right. Because it's a derogatory name for someone of Asian descent, which that is. Hello. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Which it is, of course, but that's not how the writer meant it.
No.
The writer, things I read about it, said it didn't. It just didn't click that's what he was doing. But that's the atmosphere that we're in. So make a note that you have to be aware of that. You can't take a nap in this business. You just can't blink for a minute because you're going to do a chink in the armor thing, and it's going to be a problem. You're going to be looking for it. All right. So everybody's done. We go over this real quick. Number one. The Michigan primary race looks to be a tight one. It's only gotten interesting. If you're into this at all, and I don't know if you are you tired of the ads yet?
Yes.
Well, next week it'll be just incredibly silly. I mean, it'll just be absolutely, you haven't seen anything. I saw the one the other day, Santorum's ad where Mitt Romney's got the paint gun.
Yes.
What?
And the paint gun shoots mud? Or it looks like it could be something else. Depending.
Thanks for filling that gap.
Yeah, thanks for filling us in on that. Like nobody else.
Appreciate no subtlety here.
Anyway, the Michigan primary race looks to be a tight one between Mitt Romney and your choices of Rick Nelson, Rick Santorum, Newt Gingrich, or Ron Paul.
Rick Santorum,
yeah. Yeah, Rick Nelson is a singer.
Yeah, he's good. Not too long ago.
Number two. When is Michigan's primary? February 28th, next month, April 15th, or March. Hey! Thank you. I'm really sorry, but you got to stop. I mean, when is Michigan's primary? February 28th, next month, April 15th, or March 4th? 28th. Number three. Yesterday was Fat Tuesday. And welcome to Ash Wednesday, by the way.
Thank you.
It applies to you. Many people lined up in metro area bakeries to buy vodka, punschki, spaghetti, or bratwurst. It kind of depends on how you celebrate Fat Tuesday, but punschkis were the general choice.
I'm sure there was a lot of vodka, too.
Well, that's for Wet Wednesday. Number four. Federal state. Hey, thank you. Federal and state officials are working with Detroit police in the aftermath of a Monday shooting that A, left a 9-month-old boy dead, B, narrowly missed Mayor Dave Bing, C, was the 58th of the year, or resulted in the death of a gang member. A is correct, left a 9-month-old boy dead. Number five, recall efforts against the Wayne County executive began in earnest last week. Who is the Wayne County executive? Your choices were Charles Pugh, Robert Duvall, Robert Fucano, or Kwame Kenyatta.
Robert Picano
is the Wayne County executive. Who is Charles Pugh?
President.
Stop! What? Judges give you half credit for that.
Wasn't he on Fox too?
Well, that's what he was. That's what he is.
He's like the president of the Detroit City Council.
President?
Yeah,
president didn't sound right. It was like, I had one of those little moments. What, president? Yeah, president.
He said president of the city council, and you were probably thinking city council president. And with your medicated mind, it probably could be
awesome. President of Detroit City Council. Robert Duvall, who's that?
Actor.
Yeah. Kwame. Thank you, Kwame Kenyatta.
Not real. It's like two people.
He's on the city council.
Detroit city council member.
He's going to say two people.
No, because I thought it was Kwame Kilpatrick.
That's why he had to
check
with somebody else. People said stuff like that.
I thought it was like Kwame's first name. And then like
there's more than one person. First name of Kwame.
And politics came in.
Number six. Greeks greeted uneasily the news Tuesday that their country will likely A, secede from the European Union, B, become part of Britain, C, avoid defaulting on its loans, or D, make English its main language.
C.
Avoid defaulting on its loans. They've arranged another $170 billion loan for Greece to kind of keep them afloat. You see, that's the tricky questions. I mean, we didn't talk about Highland Park, you know, they got like $40,000 left in the bank. They can't make payroll in Highland Park. There's all kinds of news we have about.
Is that the whole school?
Didn't they go bankrupt like about 20 years ago?
Is that the entire city or just the school board?
They already went bankrupt like 20 years ago. I thought it was a system. The story I thought
it was a system. I thought it was
just a system. I know Snyder's calling for the emergency manager. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, whether it's one school or whether it's the whole
thing. It's a mess.
Number seven, moving on to sports. Let's listen to good news. Oh, not so good news. The Detroit Red Wing had minor arthroscopic surgery on his knee Tuesday. He'll miss 2 to 3 weeks. His name is Henrik Zetterberg, Nick Lidstrom, Darren Helms. What? Maybe she asked what she's having.
She's having. They're having a lot of fun over there.
I mean, I'm in a pretty good mood, but that's. Let me try that again.
We're not allowed to do that here, Bob.
I know that. The Red Wing had minor arthroscopic knee surgery. He had fragments floating around his knee, which just sounds just awful.
What?
Pavel Datsyuk. The magician, the magic band. Number eight. In Lakeland, Florida, the Detroit Tigers began spring training Monday as they welcomed A, outfielders and catchers, B, coaches and equipment managers, C, pitchers and catchers, or D, sluggers and infielders.
Pitchers and catchers.
Pitchers and catchers. Pitchers and catchers. You always go first. Always first. Everybody else is tomorrow. Except Prince Fielder and
They were
Miguel Cabrera, they showed up early.
Once a guy showed up early for LA.
Number nine. This Sunday is the annual NASCAR race called the A, Indianapolis 500, B, the Michigan 400, C, the Pennsylvania 5000. Your homework is to go research Glenn Miller and get back to me. And D, the Daytona 500. Which one is it?
Indianapolis.
Daytona.
Daytona 500. Daytona. It sounds amazing.
What's the name?
Tracking this moment. Daytona. May I continue? Number 10. This rock band rocked the palace Monday night. Your choices were Moody Blues, Radiohead, Van Morrison, or Van Halen?
Van Halen.
Van Halen.
From what I understand, they still got it.
A friend of mine went and said it was just amazing.
Yeah, the reviews I read.
Van Halen.
Reviews I read on it said that it was quite impressive.
Yeah, Van Morrison's not a group, last time I knew. Van Halen. Eddie Van Halen and David Lee Roth. You know? Mm-hmm. I heard Eddie started the show with jumping off the drum riser, which I think is amazing. We've got two hip replacements. That's
jumping off a hoop?
Well, that's why
drum riser.
That's why he's had some replacements.
I guess so. Maybe he could have done less of that earlier on.
You might as well jump.
Yeah, maybe.
Very good.
Anyway, the extra credit question today, more than 2,000 angry Afghans protested outside an American airbase Tuesday after they learned A, copies of the Bible were burned in the trash, copies of the Quran were burned, More U.S. troops are being sent to the area, or U.S. troops are being pulled out of the area?
Copies
the Crayon report. B is right.
I moved that. I heard that.
Accidentally.
I heard that. I'm getting it for real.
Need another pill?
I don't know. I'm worried about this button. It's driving me. Take the shirt back to your family. All right. So I want to go over. I want to go over what the process is here. Let's review. I want to go back, and then we'll move ahead. We're going to take two steps back and two steps forward.
So
we're going
to
go back. No, we're going to. Why is it a step ahead, Dave?
Did you say two and two?
Okay, thanks. Like with most classes, it probably is true with your editing class. Don't you have a radio production class too? With Heather?
Yep.
Yes. And you work with Adobe Audition. It's like the first day of class is probably, would you stop talking please while I'm trying to talk? Thank you. I'd appreciate it. Finish. Go ahead. You're right in the middle of a sentence. Go ahead.
Oh no, I was just commenting
about my story. I know. Well, go ahead and finish.
I wrote the dates wrong.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Probably the first day of that class, you got it felt again like somebody backed the truck up and they just dumped on you all the information on how to work Adobe, right? How to get into it, how to save it, how to save a wave, save a session, save this, save that. Oh my God, I'm going to play it back. I'm right here. And it's got to be done that way because you have to have that information before you can do anything. It's the same thing with studio operations. Remember that last week one? It was like, oh my God, is the mixing board and the thing and the channels and the inputs and outputs on it. And a lot of it's true with this writing class too. It was a lot of guidelines and regulations and how to write numbers correctly and how to the attribution and so forth. And the reason that all that was given to you is that I need you to apply it to the work you do. That's why you were given that information. And I don't think that's getting across to the majority of you in this class, judging from what I saw here. We're not writing numbers correctly. Is that important in the overall scheme of things compared to the price of gasoline today? No, not really. Not really. It's not really that big a deal. In terms of broadcast writing, I mean, there are far more important things, writing leads in the present tense, being accurate, paraphrasing the cook, but it's still important. I'm not seeing it. And I gotta see it. That's your job. Just show me that you can do this. This is not about me standing up here for 2 hours and hopefully entertaining you with my snappy repartee. And then you go away and sit through Eric for 2 hours and go home and think you're doing your job. That's not it. And I know I'm speaking to the group, and I know it's not everybody in the group, but I understand that, and we have that asterisk next to my comment. This is not to everybody, but it's to the majority of them. I've got to see it. That's your job. You have to write the numbers correctly. You have to paraphrase the quote. You have to put the attribution in the right place. You got to put a title in front of the name the first time you use it. And all those guidelines were given to you on a sheet of paper, 8.5 by 11, two-sided. You don't have one. I have more of them. I'll be more than happy to help you. I try to make myself available. Call, write, drop by with rough drafts. You're not doing it. If you're sitting here today, now you've only got one assignment back, you're going to get another one now. And if you haven't achieved a C yet, and there's many of you that have not, you need to do something different. That old saying, if you want different results, you got to do something different, right? If you keep doing the same thing over and over again, you're going to get the same results. And if you expect different results, we have to talk. You're not getting anywhere with a D. Is that understood? I mean, you can pass with a D. I don't know why, but you can here. I'm just telling you, it's just Bob, okay? Here. We'll take away the instructor thing, okay? I've done this for 30 years, ladies and gentlemen. One way or another, okay? It's not tough.
It's a style of writing with some simple guidelines and rules. That's all it is. You need to show me you can do it. I know you can. Even if this isn't what you want to do for a living, and no, I'm not sitting up here by any means thinking that you want to go into the news. I believe I may be medicated, but I'm not that medicated. I get it. I've taught this class for 23 years. I get it. So I can encourage you to go into the clinic. But what this is about is being able to take something you might not personally get into. It's much more fun to update your Facebook page. It's much more fun to text. It's much more fun to check that stuff than it is to talk about E. coli. I get that too. It's much more fun to play Angry Birds than it is to do this one. I get it, but that's not what you're here for, and that's why you're spending. How much does it cost to go to school here?
$12,000.
Bills are going to start coming, man. It's going to be tough. It's going to be real tough. You going to be ready for that? Regardless of what you go into, you're going to have to follow the rules. You're going to have to play by somebody else's rules. That's the way it works in the world. Unless you have a rich uncle who's going to buy you a station. Even then, you're going to have to play by somebody's rules. And that's all this is. Too many stories where I'm just getting the quotes with, I don't think that I'm going to be able to do much, and the names at the end, and there's no title, and you're using first names alone, and And there's a lot of stuff to remember, and I get that. There are a lot of rules, and my God, there's a lot of rules and things to remember in all this stuff, and that's true. And every story takes a little different angle on it, there's a little different challenge to it, and I get that too. That's why you need to check. That's why you need to ask. That's why you need to find out. That's why you need to take an interest in what you're doing and just not sit here and go through the motions, which is what this is, generally speaking, in my opinion, for what it's worth. We can all do this. So I said, I'm not trying to be patronizing to you, but again, it's if I can do this, and I can, you can do this. I'm not special. I just love this stuff. I gotta know. And I don't want to say to you, oh man, I don't want to fashion my life after a 57-year-old balding gray-headed guy. You can't relate to me that way. I get it. But hopefully someday you're going to be 30 years down the road. Where are you going to be when you're 57? Okay? What are you going to be doing? Well, my approach to this is, if you can't follow directions and you can't play by the rules, you're not going to be in this business. I can guarantee you. That's the point. It's like, we talk about algebra. In this class, maybe we did a first marking period. We all had to take algebra. I'll go over it again because it's a really cool story. Everybody take algebra, right, in school? How many years did you have to take?
So,
two? Yeah, I think I did two way back when. Maybe you take three. It was elective. Trigonometry, I think it's not there. Well, you got to be kidding. I guess survive. Why do we all have to take algebra? Well, I'll tell you why we have to take algebra, because most people don't use algebraic formula every day. Very few people go to work and have to deal with A plus B equals C plus 2 over divided by. But what algebra teaches us how to do is to think logically. That's what it teaches us to do. And that's a skill we can use every day, to think logically. If this starts and this follows and this follows, and that's all this does. Well, if the story's about the Rhodes Scholarship, well, then everything about the Rhodes Scholarship should follow that logically. Didn't we talk about that? Sure we did. We talked about the Fulbright Scholarship too, didn't we, in this story? Sure we did. And the confusion that could occur if you talk about one or the other or both, and what are you talking about, and so forth. And I got too many stories coming back to me that have both of them in there. It's exactly the problem we're talking about. Exactly the issue. Again, it goes back to the current events quiz. I'm in a position. It's my position, okay? I can either decide, I don't care, if you don't care. And to the degree that's correct, because I can't. It's that old adage, I can lead the horse to water, I can allow him to make a drink. I don't know. I can't make you interested. If you're sitting in this school and you're going into this business, which is the coolest thing in the world next to being a rock star, and you can even be a rock star in this business if you play it, right? and you're not excited to come to school. You're not into this. You're like, yeah, I got to do this. I want to do this really, really well. I don't know what to do for you. I don't know what to say to you. I wish I did. Thanks for playing. I find it very hard to be just to sit back. I know this is probably, maybe this isn't the right way to do this. I don't know. But you have to develop a passion for it, and it has to be important to you. Yes, it's a silly news story. I don't want to do the news, Bob. I get it. You have to learn this skill. You have to learn the skill of taking chaos and making order out of it. Now, a newspaper story is not chaotic necessarily, but in our style it is. There's nothing in it there that we can use. We have to rewrite everything. It's the same thing with setting up a TV studio. You got to make order out of chaos. Lights are everywhere, cameras are. You got to put it together. You got to build the set. You got to put the thing in. You got to light it correctly. You got to get that be able to look off the shine on the top of that. You got to do all that stuff, right? You go roll up, and you haven't done this yet, but you roll up on an accident. You work for Fox 2, and you get in the truck, and you roll out to a three-car accident with a fatal out on I-696, and you roll up on that. You got to decide what to do with it. Where do I shoot first? What do I shoot second? What do I need this? What do I need that? We don't want to show that. No, we want to show that. You know what I mean? You're going to be doing that. That's you and you someday. Are you going to be able to do it? Well, that may seem like a long stretch of doing the Gene Jr. story or doing the E. coli story, but it's the same thing. You've got to make order out of chaos and tell a story. That's what this is. I don't care whether you work for TMZ or Entertainment Tonight or NBC, they're doing the same thing. ESPN does the same. It's all the same. Can you tell me a story? Yes or no? What also bothers me is a lot of these stories just don't flow as English. They just don't make sense. Not a lot. For those that it applies to, you got to read it out loud. I've been telling you that since week two. Yes, I have. You have to read your stuff out loud and take it in. You've got to. You just have to. If you want to get this business, you have to. It's a jungle out there, ladies and gentlemen. Nobody's waiting for you with open arms. Nobody is. Sorry, nothing personal, but it doesn't work that way. You got to earn it. Take a look around you in this room. How many people are going to go out there and earn it? Who are you competing against? Who are you competing against? Who are you up against?
Each other.
I hope to do my pitch. Fit you all in each other. That's my point. How many classes do we run here? How many people are going out there? Community colleges, four-year schools, spewing people out all the time. How are you going to compete with those folks? Are you going to be able to compete with them? If you go to a job interview, are you going to give that employer a hard time? Like, I don't know. Or are you going to be the one going, oh, yeah, the specs Howard. Yeah, absolutely. They bring skill and they bring attitude and determination and passion and dedication. We want to work with that person. I would. Higher than that. I'd rather work with somebody with a C average or a B minus average that really wants to work hard, really wants to do this, than work somebody with an A that's got an attitude. Man. That way. Well, I don't mean to go on about this, but I'm not trying to be self-aggrandizing here, but if I don't feel I'm doing my job if I don't lay this out and we don't look at it that way. Now, you can go take it and do what you want to. You may think I'm the biggest jerk on the planet, and you do a critique at the end of the marking period, you can express that if you so desire, and I'm sorry you take it that way, because that's not where I'm going. I do care about your futures, and it's my job, and it's my life, and my passion. I've done this for 23 years, not because I make a top pile of money, but because I really love doing this. I want you to love doing this. You know, let's fire up. Not that way. I don't know, Dave. Why am I looking at you?
Fire up, Chip.
Not anymore.
Sparky. All right.
A new Rhodes and Fulbright scholar is among us.
Okay.
What's it missing?
Local.
The other problem is us. Who is us? Can we talk about using we and leads and us and leads and
yeah?
I don't know what that means. I don't know who us is.
Station.
Who are us? The station?
Yeah.
Americans? Homo sapiens? Bipeds? sports fans. A new Rhodes and Fulbright scholar is among us. Jean Jr. from Troy High School is receiving a two-year scholarship for her work in South Africa, where she works with patients who have HIV and tuberculosis. So you talk about three different things. A new Rhodes and Fulbright, and then she's receiving a two-year scholarship. Well, which one are you talking about? I don't know. And if this is on the air, I'm not listening to you anymore. And that's where I'm coming from. I'm not listening to you. Well, I don't care, Bob, because I don't want to do the news anyway. Okay. I don't have a clue how to alleviate poverty. Neither does Gene Jr. Troy High alumna named Rhodes Scholar this Saturday. Two problems with that league. Name one of them.
Name.
Past tense, isn't it? It's also in Tonto style. Troy High alumna named Rhodes Scholar past Saturday, Kimo said. Troy High School alumna earns a Fulbright scholarship. What's the problem? Past tense. A former Troy High School student is named a Rhodes Scholar. What's the problem? Past tense. Titles, yes or no on stories?
Nope.
No, none whatsoever. I'm getting Troy High alumni story. No. I don't know what it is when I read it. If I don't know what it is, I'll let somebody else read it.
You took too many.
Troy native receives Rhodes Scholarship.
That's perfect.
A Troy High School alum is in possession of two scholarships for her humanitarian. God, I'm not here having to say her humanitarian. I got to be stumbling over that. Her humanitarian work. A Troy High School alum is in possession of two scholarships for her humanitarian work. A little long, but is in possession of? That's fine. The Rhodes Scholarship names Troy High School grad a next recipient. Past tense. A Troy High School student is one of 32 recipients, receives a Rhodes Scholarship. Past tense, and not even English. 23-year-old resident of Troy earned a Rhodes Scholarship. See where I'm coming from on that? This isn't everybody's paper, obviously, but I haven't skipped many. Got a nice title here. Troy High alumna named Rhodes Scholar. Underlined, bold-faced, cool. Looks great. Don't do it. A Troy native is attending Oxford University.
Really?
Yeah, gone
not yet. Will be. That's got to be in the past tense, Bob. So the present tense. Yeah. You can't lie to me. A Troy High alumna receives a Rhodes Scholarship. A former Troy High School student is the winner of the Rhodes and Fulbright Scholarship Awards. Oh, she is helping patients with Hive. How do you write HIV correctly? The little thing. And no, nobody's going to go on the air and read Hive. If you're writing paper that way, nobody's going to go on the air and do a news story and say Hive. That's not the point. It makes it easier to read if you have separated with dashes, and it shows me that you're paying attention.
Hive, I believe, is correct.
23-year-old Michigan native Gene Jr. became the first known Troy High School. Also, what about names in the league?
Nope, don't do it.
No. You just cut it down. It shortens your lead. A 23-year-old Troy High alumna is the new. That's cool. And then the next sentence, you tell me your name. It's a pyramid. You tell me a little bit more. Nobody knows Gene Jr. Okay. I mean, nobody, quote unquote, knows who she is, obviously. And if you put an unknown name in your league, nobody's going to care. They're just not going to pay attention. Who cares? Troy High alumna is a Rhodes Scholar. Really? Well, who is that? Now I have to listen a little bit. Oh, you got me, okay? Or at least you have a chance.
What if you put, the unknown names, you don't put them in the league, but what if it's like somebody that knows
you? You know, even that, if you do, stick Alec Baldwin, by the way. I saw a commercial today from Capital One. You say Alec Baldwin gets thrown out of a plane. Remember he did that? He was doing the
Words with Friends.
Yeah, Words with Friends. And he wouldn't stop doing it, so they could take off, I guess, and you have to shut your cell phone off, of course, because they're afraid it'll take over the plane and fly it to Japan or something, I don't know. Which I find just amazing, my little cell phone could screw that up. But hey, that's okay with me. Anyway, it's much more interesting to say a well-known Hollywood actor was thrown off a plane or is apologizing for being thrown off a plane for not shutting off the cell phone, because even then, I, the listener, have to listen to one more sentence to find out who that is. As opposed to Alec Baldwin, and that's okay, because he is fairly well known, but I don't give a who cares about Alec Baldwin. Right, you know, it's not a great idea with any name, but certainly not unknown. All right. A Troy High alumnus student will receive Rhodes Scholarship. Two problems. One is she already received it, so it's not accurate. And also, Tonto, a Troy High alumnus student will receive, not an alumnus student, a Troy High alumna. You're a graduate, you're no longer a student. She's also helping patients with five. What goes first, title or the name? First time you use it.
Title,
why?
First
reference rule, because nobody knows who Ann Young is, but she's Gene's high school counselor. Gene's high school counselor, Ann Young. And can you use first names alone?
No.
Nope. You may not. You get another nice title. Troy High School native earns Rhodes Scholarship. Great. Troy native Gene Jr. was named a Rhodes Scholar. What's the problem? Some of these are old. A Troy High School alumna is receiving a prestigious award. Okay. Not accurate, though, because she already
got it.
But it's got to be in the present tense, volunteer. Now, would you make up your mind? You tell me present tense and past tense. I put it in the present tense. You're not happy with that. I put it in the past tense. You're not happy with that. Are you ever happy, Bob? What makes you happy, Bob? It is in the present tense. Is receiving. That's cool. I like it. Except for the fact she already received it. So if she already receives it, she now what? Has it. She is a Rhodes Scholar. What else can I do here? Get my point, I guess. A Troy student earns scholarships for studies. A Troy student earns scholarships for studies. That's sense. What's the problem with being in the past tense? What's the problem with this?
You don't care what happened.
Your audience doesn't care what happened, right? Mm-hmm. Yesterday?
I want to know what's happening
now. They
want
to know what's going on now. The problem is, the majority of what you write about did happen yesterday, or last Saturday, or whatever it was, and that's where the skill comes in. You have to fix that. I know what's going on. A Troy native and Harvard graduate has been named a Rhodes Scholar.
Yes.
Gene Jr. is Troy's first Rhodes Scholar.
No.
Why not? No.
Name.
No title in front of the name. His name. You get the idea. All right, good. All right, I'm going to stop. Now, there's a lot of negativity, right? Not a lot of joy. No joy. Not much joy here. People leaving the room, can't stand it. I didn't come here to be brought down. I just came here to take up space. And that's fine. As I said, it is your decision. I cannot make that decision for you. I can encourage you to make it. But that's your decision. But I can tell you that the grading gets tougher, because the only currency that I have to spend with you are the grades. That's all I've got. And I can sit up here and say, I've done this for 30 years, nobody cares. It doesn't matter to you. Why would it matter to you? That's how you chose to spend your life. Oh, okay. So we come back to grades. And it's unfortunate, because I think, you know, I'm of the mind that the school like this, I mean, we shouldn't have to have grades. If you want to be here, you should just be here and do the work and shall be alone. But we have to have grades. They will get tougher. As I said, if you're sitting here today and you get this back and you've yet to pull a C, which is average, on any of these news stories, my name is Bob. And believe me, I'm not sitting around my office with nothing to do here. I mean, but that's okay. My name is Bob. You got my phone number. You got my email address. You're welcome to email me. Come talk to me. Call me on the phone. If you don't understand what's going on here, but I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not going to see in this class, you've got to do something different. That's just my invitation. You've got to do something different. If it's talk to me, great, talk to me. If it's to talk to Sue Kinney, or if it's to talk to Heather, or talk to Jim Bell, or talk to some area, talk to some, do something different. Okay? Change your cologne. Do something different. Okay? And we'll try to help you. And it doesn't mean I'm perfect either. I mean, there's a couple of these I swear somebody talked to me about, and I still see a problem that I might have missed. If that happens, if I hand back something to you, I try and keep emails you send me. I try and store them so that, because it does happen. I miss stuff. I mean, I can look at it, and I can miss something, and then you get this thing. Well, I talked to you about it. You said it was fine. Okay, talk to me again. We'll see if we can work something out here, but try to be consistent, but it's hard to do. Katie Barr. Again, the grading on the stories is, I try to give you credit for what I liked about the story and what you might have done well. So, again, if you're not sure where the axe fell, Miss Brooklyn. All right. I'm sorry I took up so much time with that. I really am. I do think it's
a paper cut.
And
occupation.
I could have played guitar yesterday. Come if you were playing guitar.
No,
sliced it right across.
So you have thin or the light strings.
That's what finger is, but then I'd be rude.
You're such a nice guy.
I'm trying to keep it over there.
Wow.
Anyway. All right, so one more point, then we'll take a break, it's 9:45 already. Again, I apologize if anybody found that little rant distasteful. I mean it in the best possible way, I really do. I genuinely like being with you guys. It's nothing personal, it's just strictly professional. And it applies to this class, any class, video class. Maybe you're in the radio and you have to go through the video stuff. Well, I feel your pain. But you have to still approach it with the right attitude. 85% of your success in this business, beginning in this business, is based solely upon your attitudes.
Whatever skills you bring. So.
When we come back, maybe you talk about bad knee. And use the tape to broadcast news and whatnot. We'll be back in a second.